this gospel passage were given to us in a test format, I wonder if we could answer the following question. Looking at this gospel, why do Catholics call their priests Father? I wonder how we would answer. Think about it for a moment. See if you can come up with a response. Sadly, I think many of us would write down, "I don't know." I hope that no one would say, "Well, Catholics simply ignore this passage." But I wonder, how many of us could truly give a satisfying response? One that someone who isn't Catholic could hear and say, "That makes sense, and it doesn't contradict what Jesus says." This is a very good passage to remind us that Catholics need to be familiar with Scripture. You need to read your Bibles. You should read them daily. If you don't have one, talk to me. We'll get you one. Read your Bibles. Because if we're familiar enough with Scripture, we would know how to answer this question. Why do Catholics call their priests Father when Jesus says, "Call no one on earth your father"? The more we read the Word of God, the more we will see the truths of our faith within the Scriptures and grow in deeper love for Jesus. But now, how to answer the question? The first thing that we need to acknowledge is that Scripture is the inspired Word of God. Therefore, it cannot contradict itself. Yet we hear in both the Old and New Testament people other than God being referred to as Father. Abraham, our father, the father of many nations. And God himself, after giving the Ten Commandments to Moses and listing off the first three, which concern him and worship of him, gives the fourth commandment, "Honor your father and your mother," referring to our earthly parents. Jesus criticizes the Pharisees another time for not honoring their fathers, their biological fathers, and he calls them fathers. In many of Jesus' parables that he gives, the main character is a father. And St. Paul himself refers to himself as a father to the Corinthian community, one of the communities that he founded, as well as the bishops Timothy and Titus, who are not his biological children, yet he refers to himself as their father. So we see now, because Scripture cannot contradict itself, we already see that Jesus cannot mean literally that you can't call anyone father. Because not only is Jesus the Word of God, so he would be contradicting himself in a broad way, but he'd be contradicting himself in a specific way, because Jesus' own words throughout the Gospels, he refers to other people as fathers. So now that we have that part, let's take a closer look then at what Jesus is saying. Because he must be meaning something, otherwise he wouldn't tell us this. He must be teaching us something. So what is he doing? He's talking to his disciples and other people that are following him, and he's criticizing the scribes and the Pharisees. Why? The scribes and the Pharisees are the Jewish leaders. These are the ones that should be able to be heard and listened to, which Jesus says, listen to them because they say the right things, but they should also be able to be followed in their example. But Jesus says, don't do that. Don't follow what they do. They are not men of integrity. They say the right things, they know what to say, but they don't follow what they preach. Furthermore, the reason they are doing what they're doing is because they want all the glory. They want to be called rabbi, father, teacher, master. They like those titles, it makes them feel good, but they aren't living those titles out. They aren't being good teachers, good fathers, good masters. Because the glory that should be given to God, they're saying, lay it all on me. Jesus is warning his disciples that as they go out, because they will teach, Jesus told them, go baptize people in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit and teach them everything that I command you. They will be fathers. We already see it. St. Paul establishing a community, referring himself to the father of that community. So he's telling them, when you do these things, make sure you're doing it with integrity. Make sure not only are you saying the right things, but you're doing the right things. Make sure that you have the motivation to serve these people as teacher and father, not simply the glory of the titles, because the glory belongs to God. And with this in mind, this is why we call our priests father, because they are to be a father of the communities they serve. They are to put you first before their own needs. This is why we call priests father, because priests ought to be able to teach clearly the way to heaven. This is why we call priests father, because they are to defend us against things that will harm us, namely false teachings. Priests are to be merciful, yet they must also be firm in what is right, just like good fathers. And that priests are to have a clear and guiding voice to lead their parishioners to the place of our Heavenly Father. Priests are to be, as St. Paul tells us today in the second reading, first letter to the Thessalonians, priests must preach faithfully the gospel of God, but also give of their very selves. Priests are to work hard for you and to preach nothing more and nothing less than what Jesus has given us, which has been faithfully handed down through the ages, through the one church which he established. Please pray for your priests that we can preach you the right things, that we can tell you the right things, even when they're challenging to you. But also pray that priests may be men of integrity, not only preaching the right things, but living the right way. Lastly, remember that all of you, as baptized members of the body of Christ, this is for you too. It's not just for priests to preach the right things to you and live for you and serve you. You are brothers and sisters, and you are meant to serve one another as well and commend each other the message of Jesus Christ. It is an honor to be your priest. Please pray for me that I may be worthy of the title of your father.